You should be at Castello di Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua is a small village precisely between the two extremes of our route, Soave and Monselice, at the centre of the itinerary proposed by the Borghi e Castelli Association. The town of Bevilacqua was under the Scaligeri dominion, but situated dangerously close to the borders of the territories under the control of the Carraresi and Estensi. For this reason, Guglielmo Bevilacqua, faithful deputy of the Scaligeri, who also gave his name to the village, received permission by Cangrande Mastino della Scala to build the castle where you're now standing. The castle was then very different to what you see now. It has been modified many times in the course of its 700-year history. Particularly in the 16th century, Michele San Micheli, an architect from Verona, transformed what must have been a rudimentary medieval castle into a comfortable aristocratic residence, as the castle had lost its original defensive role when the Venetians took over power in the area. Specifically, the castle was enriched with an elegant internal courtyard and above all with a very original roof garden that still surrounds the building on three sides. It has a herbarium, two wells, and a romantic little wood. You can visit the castle and, if you wish, also stay there. The museums of the castle are well worth a visit, especially the Torture Museum. Nowadays, the castle is a charming residence and hosts, in mid-March, the Grande Festa Medioevale e Rievocazione Storica, with various events, flag wavers, musicians, archers, falconers, alchemist friars, dancers, horsemen, fire eaters, ancient trades and medieval camps. In front of the castle, on the road that connects Legnago to Montagnana, there is La Villa, which in 1600 became the residence of the younger branch of the Bevilacqua family. Before leaving Bevilacqua, you can also visit, by yourself, the Pieve di San Pierin, which is marked on the map. It is a small church in Romanesque style with a single nave. Inside, there are the remains of frescoes from the 14th century. On the facade, you can still read an old epitaph carved into the white marble from Verona, evoking the events of the second half of the 12th century, when near here, the Veronesi and Padovani fought to win sovereignty over the river Fratta, which flows through Bevilacqua. Enjoy your visit. Start listening again when you reach another village on this varied itinerary.